caught up with Mike Jenkins of Upfront Outfitters while he was on a Roosevelt elk hunt in Oregon. He had a few fascinating pieces of information. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
We noticed it especially with the rut and the bugle. Roosevelt elk, they're stretching their rut out for over a month, even 2 months. Real sporadic. It's getting to be a tougher and tougher game every year.
Are the calls that you use specific to a Roosevelt?
The elk calls that I use, they're not necessarily specific to a Roosevelt. The sounds are pretty similar, but we can adapt the calls to make them sound similar. The problem is that Roosevelts aren't extremely vocal a lot of the time. I really think that's a lot to do with pressure. I tell people all the time, hey, if everybody was trying to kill you, you'd quit talking too. If every time you opened your mouth, somebody chased you, pretty soon you wouldn't open your mouth anymore. And I think the animals start figuring that out. We've been watching elk constantly for the last month, and we've only heard maybe one or two bugles total.
The area you're in, you told me there's a very specific area for the Roosevelts.
Do Rocky Mountain elk
encroach on that same territory?
No. We hunt our regular Rocky Mountain elk in eastern Oregon, and we hunt the Roosevelt elk specifically west of Interstate 5 on the coast of Washington, Oregon.
So if you want to hunt a Roosevelt, Mike Jenkins at upfrontoutfitters.com. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.